The second bedroom was at the end of the corridor, the end of the house, and I felt the whole viewing had been leading to me standing in the doorway of that room, holding my baby in my arms and dreaming of the life we could have here. This would be Sam's room, and it was perfect. The room was longer than it was wide. A second varnished wood door in the left wall opened onto a closet. Good, as Sam had at least double the amount of clothes I did. Afternoon sun rippled over the wall to my right. I placed my hand on the cool, chalky paint and watched the light flicker across my fingers as it filtered through the canopy of the oak tree out front. I took a deep breath of the warm, slightly musty air and closed my eyes. I could see us living here, see Sam growing up here. I could imagine my baby becoming a boy, thundering over the wooden boards. No, taking a run up and skidding along the corridor on socked feet. I might even give that a go myself. I'd almost certainly end up on my ass. That made me smile even more. I could see us being happy here. Looking out the large window into the front yard, I snuggled into Sam, resting my chin on his head and whispering, "When you're running round out there raising hell, you can thank your grandmother for this." I put an offer in that afternoon. It was accepted 3 days later. All of the money we'd made from the sale of Mom's house, plus I wouldn't be quitting my job for another 30 years, but it was worth it. I'd felt it the moment we'd stepped over the threshold that July afternoon. Come September, I carried the first box into the house. First thing I did was to sit that box on the floor of the living room and thank my mom for our new home.